KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Good morning, it's 52 degrees. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. An Ottumwa man faces an attempted murder charge in connection with a stabbing. The Ottumwa Police Department says 34-year-old Clint Lovell was arrested yesterday after another man was found hours earlier in a vehicle with multiple stab wounds. Lovell is being held at the Wapello County Jail on a $25,000 bond. A Des Moines pharmacy owner accused of illegally selling pain pills has had his state license permanently revoked and been fined $25,000. The Iowa Board of Pharmacy says in a ruling released yesterday that Mark Graziano's explanation for a shortage of nearly 700,000 pills of hydrocodone was neither credible nor plausible. Graziano's license was suspended last year after an audit of Bader Pharmacy in Des Moines showed the discrepancies over about 4 years. The Iowa Supreme Court says a jury should decide whether a Guthrie Center bar is responsible for injuries to a patron attacked by another in the establishment's parking lot. The case has been dismissed by a district court judge, but the Supreme Court says in yesterday's ruling that it should go to trial. A Des Moines high school has received a federal grant to expand an Arabic language program this summer. Lincoln High School is receiving $100,000 from the National Security Language Initiative for the third consecutive year. The program was started by President George Bush in 2006. It seeks to expand and improve the teaching and learning of strategically important world languages that are not widely taught in the United States. This summer, Arabic course will be held from June 6th through June 28th. Students who complete the course will earn one semester of high school credit. About 50 students have participated in the program in each of the first 2 years. This year, the grant funds will accommodate 100 students. Instructors are native speakers from Iraq, Morocco, Sudan, Palestine, and Jordan. Emergency management officials in Mills County report a countywide ban on open burning will go in effect on Monday, April 8th, beginning at 4 p.m. According to the Mills County Emergency Management Director Larry Hurst, the ban will prohibit open burning in all cities within Mills County until further notice under Chapter 100 of the Iowa Code. The decision to institute a burn ban on Monday came after emergency management officials polled the local fire department chiefs in the county. The chiefs agreed to the plan, which was submitted to and approved by the State Fire Marshal's Office in Des Moines. Under a burn ban, residents of Mills County must discontinue the burning of yard waste, piled tree debris, or other items. Small recreational campfires will be permitted, but only if they are built in a fireplace of brick, metal, or heavy 1-inch wire mesh. An application from your local fire district chief can be obtained and submitted to allow a permit for open burning if your local fire official believes it is safe to do so. After approval of permit, several county entities are informed to lessen the danger of false alarms. Violation of a burn ban is punishable by a simple citation or an arrest for reckless use of fire or disobeying a burn ban. For more information on burn bans and the law, contact the State Fire Marshal's Office at 515-725-6145. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Friday of 18-year-old Elijah Cole Newkirk of Red Oak on charges of possession of stolen property, possession of a controlled substance, and burglary third degree. Newkirk was arrested and held on $2,000 bond. The Harlan Police Department reported to the scene of an accident at the intersection of Highway 59 and Cyclone Avenue on April 1st. Upon investigation, it was determined that Kenneth Klein of Harlan was driving northbound on Highway 59, while Sarah Martin of Harlan was westbound on Cyclone Avenue and was turning south onto Highway 59. Klein failed to stop for the stop sign at that intersection, and his 2006 Chevrolet struck the front driver's side of Martin's 2005 Hyundai, causing major damage to both vehicles. Klein was cited for failure to obey a stop or yield sign. The Harlan Police Department released their arrest report Friday for this past week. On April 1st, the Harlan Police Department reported the arrest of 21-year-old T.J. Anderson of Harlan following a traffic stop. Anderson was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with driving under suspension and cited for defective or unauthorized muffler system. Officers are awaiting results from the DCI, and charges are pending for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. On April 3rd, Harlan officers responded to a disturbance call at Casey's General Store. Upon arrival, they arrested 39-year-old Curtis Baldwin and 54-year-old Michael Garrison, both of Harlan. Both men were taken to the Shelby County Jail, where Baldwin was charged with aggravated public intoxication, possession of a controlled substance, and possessing contraband. Garrison was charged with aggravated public intoxication and disorderly conduct. On April 5th, Harlan police officers cited 17-year-old Samuel Rivera for minor in possession of tobacco after the officers were called to the school. Rivera was cited and released. In our funeral announcements this morning, Colleen Gebby, 89, of Dexter, died Tuesday, April 2nd, at the Community Care Center in Stewart. A funeral service for Colleen Gebby will be held at 10 a.m. today at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Frank Lundby Wirth, 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday, April 2nd, at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Frank Wirth will be held 10:30 a.m. today at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Evelyn M. Lang, 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday, April 3rd, at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Evelyn Lang will be held at 11 a.m. today at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dale Edwin Hendershot, 65, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Tuesday, April 2nd, at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Dale Hendershot will be held from 1:30 until 3:30 p.m. today at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Albright, 56, of Greenfield, died Wednesday, April 3rd, at his home in Greenfield. Funeral services for Robert Albright will be held at 2 p.m. today at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Gerald R. Mortensen, 78, of Fargo, North Dakota, died March 19th in Tierra Verde, Florida. A memorial service for Gerald Mortensen will be held at 4 p.m. today in the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Beatrice B. Albright, 89, of Griswold, died Wednesday, April 3rd, at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for B. Albright will be held 10:30 a.m. Monday, April 8th, at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Dorothea Musfelt, 88, of Manning, died Thursday, April 4th, at the Manila Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Dorothea Musfelt will be held 10:30 a.m. Monday, April 8th, at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Darlene Meyer, 92, of Bridgewater, died Friday, April 5th, at the Greenfield Manor in Greenfield. Funeral services for Darlene Meyer will be held 11 a.m. Monday, April 8th, at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Erna J. Lang, 99, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday, April 2nd, at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Erna Lang will be held 11 a.m. Monday, April 8th, at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Artist Doreen Tibbles Mayberry, 88, of Norfolk, Nebraska, died Tuesday, April 2nd, in Norfolk, Nebraska. A private memorial service for Doreen Mayberry will occur at a later date. That's a check of news on KJAN. I'm Marissa Hovde reporting.